So I want us again to look at a text in Isaiah this evening. And specifically, we're going to look at one verse, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And this is what it says. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Let me just read that for us one more time. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." The question I want to ask and I want us to think about tonight is this: are you a giver or a taker? And I want you to think about that for a second. Are you a giver or a taker? Do you contribute more or do you receive more? And as simple as that question might seem, I really believe that our answer to that question plays a large role in how we understand what Christmas is all about. When I was in third grade, I had a girlfriend. I felt nervous about telling this. The first service had all these kids. And I started to tell this story, and I said, my parents are going to be mad at me. But I had a girlfriend in third grade. And she was cute. She had pigtails often. And it was pretty serious in my mind. And serious in my mind meant that we stood next to each other in the lunch line. And that we smiled at each other across the room more so than I did with other kids. And so you can tell it was a pretty serious relationship. And everything was going great. Well, I should tell you this. Everything was going great except I was terrified that my parents would find out about this relationship. And I can't really remember why I was so nervous, but for some reason I had in my mind that I could not let my parents find out about this. So everything was going fantastic until the last day before Christmas break in 1987, she comes to school with this perfectly wrapped Christmas present for me. And it was literally perfectly wrapped. Remember, I had a ribbon over the top of it, and she comes and gives me this gift, and I had nothing for her. And I remember reaching into my pocket, because sometimes I had change from my lunch money. I reached into my pocket. You could go to the office and buy candy bars with your change. I had no change. I had no gift to give. And I remember thinking to myself how frustrating that was. And the other part about it was that I was horrified that she was giving me this gift. First, because I didn't have anything to give her in return. But the other reason I was terrified is I thought my mom would find out that she'd given me this gift. And then she would find out about our relationship with one another. And so on my way home, I quickly unwrapped the gift. It was a beautiful sweater. I pulled the sweater out, and I threw away the wrapping paper. I put the sweater in my closet and told my mom that my best friend Brian gave it to me. And I'm going home here in a week or so. I should probably tell my mom that that's not the case. I don't think we still have the sweater, but I should probably tell my mom that's not the case. But why was I so scared? The reason I was scared is because gifts mean something. That gifts mean something. When someone gives us a gift, it often can lay a claim on us. And for this girl, it was really doing that, right? She did not give a gift to everyone in my class. She chose to give a gift particularly to me because she wanted to show how special our relationship was. And then I felt nervous about that because I felt a deep need to reciprocate. If someone gives us something, we often feel a deep need then to return something to them. And she insisted over and over again that I didn't have to give anything back to her, but I felt guilty. And so I remember, I can't remember exactly what I gave her. I remember that I came up with something, and I think it was just a simple sack of chocolates. And that was the way that I tried to give back, but I still felt guilty because she had gave me this sweater, and I just gave her a box of chocolates. But you know the feeling, right? We've all had those instances where someone gives us a gift. It's wholly unexpected. We haven't even thought about giving them a gift, and then we're stuck, and we don't know what to do. And then often you have this back and forth situation where they'll say to you, it's no big deal. I wanted to get you this gift. And you'll say, but you didn't have to give me that gift. You didn't have to do that. And then they say, no, I really wanted to do that. And you go back and forth for a while, kind of like when you're trying to decide who's to pay for the check after a dinner. And so we have these arguments back and forth. And the reality is, and I really believe this, is that we feel this way because we're not really talking about gifts. When we use our language or we use this word gift, what we often mean is an exchange. There's an expectation that when someone gives something to us, that we're going to give something back. If there's presents under the tree and you're giving to a family member, there's usually an expectation that they're also giving something to you. And so we're not truly talking about a gift, we're talking about some sort of exchange. So let me ask my original question to us again. Do we believe that we are more takers, or are we more of a giver? Now, if we're really honest, I would guess, and I would answer this the same way, that most of us want to say and will quickly say that we are givers. And there's a certain amount of pride in that. I know that I would say I'm a giver because I want people to think that I'm generous. I want people to think that I earn what it is that I get, and that I work hard, and that all these things that I receive is because that I got them. I want to be one that gives it away. I don't want to be taking things from other people. I don't want to be needy, whatever it may be. And so we're quick to presume that we are givers. But I don't believe that we can fully understand the Christmas story and the glorious nature of the birth of Jesus Christ if we believe that the Christmas season and the birth of Jesus is just about giving. Sometimes it is harder, and I believe much more important, to know how to receive. This past week at the men's Bible study, there's a men's Bible study on Thursday mornings at 6:30, and I can't remember what the topic of the discussion was, but following the Bible study, we were all standing around talking. And I started to share something that I'd just been really convicted about for the last couple months. And it's that on Mondays are my days off, that often I have this entire list of things that I want to get accomplished. All these tasks that I want to do. And so I'll get up in the morning and I'll jump on the computer to do things, or I'll start doing all these projects around the house. And I started to feel convicted, and I felt God telling me just a couple months ago and repeatedly now, why is it that you use this time set aside for rest? Why is it that you use it to produce? Why is it that you're trying to come up with all these ways that you can give? When sitting in the other room is the family that I have given you, a blessing I have given you, and I simply want you to receive it, to rest, to take it, to spend time with them. And over, I could feel God saying this, to receive a gift with no expectation. And part of the reason I think we have such a hard time being receivers is because it's a humbling experience to place ourselves at such a point that we need something from someone else. True gifts, those that require and expect no repayment, change our understanding of the world. There are assets in our world that cannot be earned through harder work. There are things in our world that cannot be purchased no matter how much money that we have. And there are some things, some really valuable things, that we can only receive as a gift. The verse I read to you this evening is Isaiah 9:6, and it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And this is a prophecy from, the prophet Isaiah. He says this hundreds of years before this event, this birthday that we celebrate this evening and that we celebrate tomorrow. Listen carefully to the language at the beginning of that verse. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." Jesus is a gift given to us by God. A gift that we did not earn, a gift that we can't fully reciprocate, a gift freely given to us. And Paul affirms this idea in his letter to the Romans. He says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." The gift of God. And if Jesus Christ is truly the source of life, which we truly believe He is, we are first and foremost not givers, but takers. If Jesus Christ is the source of life, if He is life, we are first and foremost takers and not givers. We are desperately in need of a child, desperately in need of a son, of this Wonderful Counselor, this Mighty God, this Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. And the text says that the weight of the world is not on our shoulders. It's not necessary for us to achieve it all and to get it all done. It's not on our shoulders. But the text says that, in NIV it says, the government will be on His shoulders. I actually like the way that the Message translates it, and I think that it captures the meaning for us. He'll take over running the world. He'll take over running the world for us. Too often, I think, the Bible refers to us often as sheep, and too often in our world, we imagine ourselves as sheep carrying the shepherd around. That we take Jesus upon our back and we take him places. And we take him wherever we want to go. We pick Jesus up and we take him. But Isaiah sets us straight. Jesus is the shepherd. The world is on his shoulders, not our shoulders. And over again, the message of the biblical text is that we are receivers of this grace extended to us from God. We are takers. We were designed to be takers from God. And today we remember, we celebrate that God has given us this gift. And we are called this evening, tomorrow, simply to receive it. A gift for every single one of us. A gift that is the light of the world. A gift that makes the deaf hear and the blind see. A powerful gift that mends broken families, transforms broken hearts. A gift given to us by God. A gift that we are simply called to receive. Look around the manger scene. You have your own manger scenes in your houses. Mary, Joseph. The wise men are usually there. There's usually animals there. We have a weird nativity set that also has a dog. Maybe you have random animals and things in your nativity set. But none of these characters, Mary, Joseph, none of them did anything. They did not conceive the gift. They did not prepare it. They did not ask for it. They did not earn it. It was given to them, provided for them. And all they had to do and all we have to do is accept it. So the story of Christmas is not about how much we can produce. It's not about how much good we can give. The essence of the Christmas story of what Jesus gives us is a gift, something that we are called to receive. And my prayer for us this Christmas season, my prayer for you this Christmas season, tomorrow, when you're spending time with your family, friends, when you're eating all that glorious food, is that we can slow down. You can rest from work. You can rest from all those things and all those tasks you must do and receive this gift. Receive all that as a gift from a God that deeply desires to give to us abundantly. God wants us to receive Him. He wants us to receive His blessings. And what better time of year to recognize that than as we receive this small child, this gift to us that is Jesus. Let's pray. Gracious God, we come before you as people that regularly believe that we're to be busy, that we have lots of things that we want to accomplish, that often feel guilty that we are not giving enough. And Lord, while all those things may be true, help us this Christmas season to recognize that first and foremost, we are not givers but takers. We are takers, partakers of your good word, of your spirit, and ultimately of your Son, Jesus Christ, born in humble origins thousands of years ago, but for us, the Savior of the world. Lord, help us not to forget just how powerful and relevant that is for us each and every day of our lives. In all this we pray in your name.